My Life Today, January 26. Teach them diligently. Family worship in my life. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. In his childhood, Joseph had been taught the love and fear of God. Often in his father's tent, under the Syrian stars, he had been told the story of the night vision at Bethel, of the ladder from heaven to earth and the descending and ascending angels, and of him who from the throne above revealed himself to Jacob. He had been told the story of the conflict beside the Jabbok, when, renouncing cherished sins, Jacob stood conqueror and received the title of a prince with God. A shepherd boy, tending his father's flocks, Joseph's pure and simple life had favored the development of both physical and mental power. By communion with God through nature and the study of the great truths handed down as a sacred trust from father to son, he had gained strength of mind and firmness of principle. Younger than Joseph or Daniel was Moses when removed from the sheltering care of his childhood's home, yet already the same agencies that shaped their lives had molded his. Only 12 years did he spend with his Hebrew kindred, but during these years was laid the foundation of his greatness. It was laid by the hand of one little known to fame. Through no other woman save Mary of Nazareth has the world received greater blessing. Knowing that her child must soon pass beyond her care, she sought to implant in his heart love and loyalty to God, and faithfully was the work accomplished. In arousing and strengthening a love for Bible study, much depends on the use of the hour of worship. The hours of morning and evening worship should be the sweetest and most helpful in the day. Let it be understood that into these hours no troubled, unkind thoughts are to intrude, that parents and children assemble to meet with Jesus and to invite into the home the presence of holy angels.